3, 2, 1.
Here we go. Welcome to the first edition of In a Nutshell, which is our weekly newsletter covering Bitcoin news. And now, due to the growth of this newsletter, we've expanded into YouTube and podcast. This week, we're looking back at the whirlwind that was 2023. So let's get into it. But before we do, I would really appreciate if you could hit subscribe wherever you're watching, listening, or even reading. We kicked the year off with scandals and super cheap Bitcoin. Following the collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX, which echoed around the world, we saw Sam Bankman-Fried putting the handcuffs on at a time that you could snap up a whole Bitcoin for just $16,600. In February, dozens of Lebanese protesters attacked and set fire to banks in Beirut, protesting against years of informal cash withdrawal restrictions and rapidly deteriorating economic conditions. The Lebanese pound hit a record low, reflecting the country's dire financial crisis, with over 98% devaluation since 2019. March saw the absolute chaos that was the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, a crucial financial institution for the tech sector. The collapse was primarily due to a lack of diversification and a sudden bank run. The bank's failure, the largest since 2008, led to government interventions to protect deposits. April brought along something many didn't expect. The World Economic Forum said Bitcoin mining can reduce a massive amount of emissions and benefit the environment. Of course, they didn't say it like this, or as straight up as this, but rather showcased a Bitcoin mining company and referred to them as data centers. This came as a huge surprise, as the World Economic Forum have been extremely negative towards Bitcoin in the past. May was the month of RFK. This guy was the talk of the town. The US presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. was speaking at the Miami Bitcoin conference and advocating heavily for Bitcoin. I quote, "The currency of peace, trust, and freedom. Fiat currency is the opposite." In June, we hosted a night in London with Obi Nwosu, Rachel Geyer, and Chris Moss, an event to help make Bitcoin more relatable by combining some awesome talks with games such as bowling, darts, and shuffleboard. It was one of many events we ran in 2023, and it was a great one, if I say so myself. July was consumed by the beginning of the ETF filing race, with many of the big institutions all filing their spot Bitcoin ETF applications to the SEC in America. Until now, institutions have struggled to invest directly into Bitcoin, but having an ETF would open this door for heavyweights to get exposure to Bitcoin. The deadline decision on whether these will be approved is on the 10th of January. Strap in. Closely following the ETF applications, in August we saw KPMG, this is one of the big four accounting firms in the world, having a what I would describe as a mic drop moment. They released a report which was a significant moment for the Bitcoin ecosystem, highlighting Bitcoin's positive contribution to environmental, social, and governance aspects, ESG. It detailed Bitcoin mining's move towards net zero emissions, addressing misconceptions about Bitcoin's use in crime, and praised the network's robust, decentralized governance. The report is seen as a milestone and a call for informed perspectives on Bitcoin's utility within the ESG framework. The KPMG report was closely followed by another mic drop moment. the Institute of Risk Management's paper, Bitcoin and the Energy Transition from Risk to Opportunity. This paper explains Bitcoin's positive environmental impact in a easy to read and a relatable way. I loved it so much, we interviewed the two authors, which can be found on our channels. October is a month Cointelegraph probably wish they could forget. Bitcoin spiked 10% on their tweet that BlackRock's spot Bitcoin ETF had been approved by the SEC. The news spread like wildfire and caused Bitcoin to rocket within a matter of minutes. But soon it turned out that this was fake news. November was the month of academia. Cornell University published a paper, Bitcoin could support renewable energy development. This was a big milestone for Bitcoin, as having academics understand this technology and giving credibility is massively important for the Bitcoin space. Let's finish on Big Mike. Michael Saylor is the founder and chairman of MicroStrategy, which is a publicly traded company on the NASDAQ. They have adopted a Bitcoin treasury strategy and have accumulated 56,650 Bitcoin in 2023. This marks a 495% increase compared to the 9,514 coins they acquired in 2022. This aggressive accumulation strategy boosted their total Bitcoin holding to 189,150 Bitcoin. Pretty impressive. That concludes this year. This was only a snippet of the top stories, but if you like what we're doing and want to keep up with Bitcoin without the fluff and complexity, then please hit the subscribe button. Thank you so, so much for the support this year. It honestly means the world to us. We hope you have a great new year, and we'll see you next week in 2024. Psst. Hit the subscribe button.